Thanks, Ian. We are special guests on our very own show, which is a bit weird.
Very weird, actually, for a Friday.
Yeah, but we'll be at home now, won't we?
Yes.
But this isn't live, but we are live right now.
Yes.
With Sarah Jane. Good morning, Sarah Jane. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Thanks for turning up this morning. Something a bit different. I bet you've never been on the radio before, have you?
No. Nervous? Really?
Well, don't be. It's fine.
And you entered a competition called Win a Wedding.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a bit about yourself and about your fiancé.
Well, we met 5 years ago through mutual friends. And on Bonfire Night 2014, he proposed. I'd just got home from work. I noticed that all the lights were off, where normally the girls have like every light in the house on, so that was unusual. He shouted us into the sitting room. And when I went in, he was standing on one knee. It was all candlelit and everything. And he had like two girls either side of him holding up signs saying, like, will you marry me?
Will you marry me? Isn't it lovely?
That's so sweet.
And you can see the photo if you have a look on our social media this morning. And actually, we've got the man himself on the phone right now. He's not with you this morning, is he?
No, no.
Where is he?
He's in Korea.
Korea? What's he doing in Korea? What are you doing in Korea, Michael? Good morning.
I'm just working in a shipyard over here. Unfortunately, it's absolutely miles away.
Isn't it just? But I'm sure you're doing it for the money and for your family.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I bet with you and, now let me see, you've got one, two, three, four, another one just born, there's the missus and there's you. So no wonder you're abroad.
Just for a little bit of rest.
A little bit of a rest, did he say?
Yeah.
Now, I bet you're on Skype all the time, are you? I bet you're in constant contact, though, are you?
Yeah, we use WhatsApp and Google Hangouts quite a lot, so it's quite easy to stay in touch as long as you've got, like, a Wi-Fi connection, you know?
Yeah, what's it like having him abroad all the time, Sarah Jane? Or maybe not all the time. How often is he away?
It depends, really. He's normally away for a month at a time. He can be home for 2 weeks and then he can be away for a month again. Sometimes he can be home a lot longer.
And we said that you're alone. You're not really, because you've brought your little one. How old is she? 3 weeks?
She's 3.5 weeks, yeah.
Right.
She's adorable.
Isn't she?
But be quiet, because she's asleep.
Now she is. She keeps,
don't want to
she
wake
keeps twitching, I think, doesn't she? She's thinking about her breakfast, I think. So anyway, you've set the scene already then, Sarah, Jane, haven't you? You've got you've got the four girls on their knees. What are their names? How old are they?
There's Caitlin, she's almost 12.
Yeah.
There's Chloe and Jenny, they're both 10. And Lucia, she's 7. And then Emily, which is 3.5 weeks.
But Emily, of course, wasn't even born then, was
no,
she?
No, she wasn't.
Hang on a minute, was it 9 months before? After?
No.
No.
No. We're all back 2014
right,
now.
Right, okay. Yeah, so I'm getting my dates all mixed up. So how did you plan this then? What was the whole starting process for you then, Michael, when you thought, how am I going to do this? What could I do with my girls?
If I'm right, honestly, it was like all like so fast and last minute, because I'd just getting back into the country from one job. And I found out that like within the next 4 days I was going like back out of the country again. I'd literally the next day ended up like down the town. I'd been looking at a ring online for a while, and luckily they had the ring in the shop, but like one or two sizes up. And like the woman said, well, if you buy it, obviously you can take the way for the engagement, and like come back with Sarah and we'll get her sized up properly after you've done the deed. So from that, I had the ring in the house. The next day, I thought, well, what's the best way going to be to do this? And I thought it would be nice to involve the girls so they've got like a nice memory as well. So what I've done, like, since I picked them up from school, like, I explained like what I was going to do, and like I kind of coerced them into like as if it was their idea as well to do it this way. So like it was their input. They spend quite a lot of time, though, like picking the colour of the writing on the pieces of paper and the font and everything. So like we printed them off and like we had like a little practice run what we were going to tell and got in from work.
I bet they were really excited. You know? Yeah.
I think I made a mistake in the time. It was like I'd done it as soon as I picked them up from school. It was like another like nearly 2 hours before Sarah got in, so like it was just everyone was hyper for 2 hours until Sarah got in from work. In hindsight, I probably would have just done it like, you know, just a little bit closer, so we could have like one little trial run and then just go straight into it, because like it was like, is she coming yet? Is she coming yet?
Oh, bless her.
As soon as we heard Sarah coming in the front door, like everyone was like in the front room, you know, just all quiet and knowing you can almost hear people grinning on either side of you. So we just sat there and I'm like, come in here, Sarah. like, from my point of view, Sarah came in, and, you know, when someone, like, looks at you but doesn't, like, kind of, like, click on what's happening, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, she had, like, a massive beaming smile, and then, like, she didn't say anything still, so me and her was like, well, what's the answer?
And what was going through your mind then, Sarah?
Totally gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it, and it was perfect as well, just to walk in and see, like, the five of them there. I was choked, really choked.
And you didn't choose the ring, as we've just heard there.
No.
So it was a complete surprise.
Yeah, and I love it. It's beautiful.
It is. No, it really is, isn't it? It's gorgeous. Yeah. So you're a very lucky woman, aren't you?
Yeah.
She should count her blessings, shouldn't she? I'm sure she does every day. So thank you so much for entering. Good luck to you both. The prize is a whole wedding package, as you know, including the dress and bridesmaid dresses. Does it include five bridesmaid dresses? Do you know?
we'll look into that.
I might have to chip in myself and have a whip round. But anyway, good luck to you. If you've won this, we will turn up on your doorstep. No notice, just turn up on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll see what happens. And thank you, Michael, for taking the time there in Korea to come on the show this morning. What time is it, by the way, there?
It is 9:45 at night.
Oh, it'd been early bedtime.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I bet he parties behind your back. But anyway, that's a different story. Thanks to you both, and with that, we'll see what happens on Tuesday morning.